Hello, everyone, again, and welcome back to another episode of We Are Challenged, the podcast where myself and my friend Matt dissect and pick apart every episode of the Challenge Battle of the Exes. So we just finished watching, I guess this would be, what, the third episode?
Is that right? The third episode.
Yeah, I have to say, I didn't love it. I think I might have been spoiled by the second episode where there was just so much tension. It was just kind of the perfect reality episode all wrapped into one. It had all the components that I love watching. This one, for me, the pace seemed off somehow. I mean, we can go into conversation about this later on, but I think the first thing that pops into my head is that the first challenge seemed way too long. And it really, really took over half the episode. I think there could have been more, drama. There could have been more. I like seeing the plot, the background of all the characters. Like, what did you think about it?
Honestly, I loved the episode besides the ending. We got blood. We got a random kickout. Totally surprise exit. And we got trivia, which I am obsessed with. And we even got a little spelling in there, which was, you know, I've been asking for, so I can't really complain.
That is something you've been wanting.
It is.
I mean, we've both been wanting that.
We have, and I appreciated that they, you know, I think at the beginning of the season we said something how we wanted a challenge that made the contestants look stupid. And
yes, and they did.
They did, so... that's enough for me to make a good episode. I have to say though, the challenge itself did go on a little bit too long. I think, and a way they could have cut down on that would be to stop, instead of giving individual questions to everybody, maybe have them write an answer on like a chalkboard so that if multiple people get the question wrong, then they all go. They all get thrown into the lake, and that would alleviate my other problem with this episode was the difficulty of the questions in the challenge, which was called mental connection. If I remember correctly, they varied widely.
Yes, that is something I was going to say. That's one of my problems.
I have to say, like, I'm a pretty big nerd, and the only questions I would have failed out on were any of the questions, ironically, probably the ones related to the challenge, actually, because
they were hard,
and because I can get confused between Gauntlet 2, Gauntlet 3, and in particular, I thought the hardest question was given to Mark was, what color were Nate and Priscilla? I thought that was an impossible question.
Really?
I just figured he probably didn't pay attention to either of those two.
That's true.
They were there for like 2 days, you know?
That's true.
So I don't know. But I the challenge itself I enjoyed, though. What about you?
I definitely think that it was fun to watch them get thrown in to the water. It looked painful. There's no doubt about it. And obviously, Anissa actually got hurt. And I think she's a pretty tough girl. So I think that she genuinely got hurt. I think that it was the bizarre thing to me is the range of questions, because it seemed like, okay, of course, it first started with pop culture, and I was under the impression that it would stick that way because they were really weird questions about couples. And oh, I guess that might be what it was. It was maybe an exes thing. I don't know. But just about celebrity couples. And then they moved on to, as you said, challenge questions, which I found really difficult. I have to say that I would not have been able to answer, even as somebody who has been watching these, that you get them all mixed up because they're so similar, all of them. But then sometimes they would throw in questions that were genuinely difficult. I can't remember the actual question, but the one that I thought was actually challenging, something that they asked Rachel, but she got it right. Rachel was showing that she's a smart girl.
She is. She couldn't spell auditorium, but, you know.
Yes. I mean, she didn't know what... No, I think she was the one that went out on not being able to say what a female deer was, which is kind of disappointing.
But then that was also in the extra round, the final round.
Right.
Against Paul and Dunbar. She may have decided that she didn't want to be the power couple. And she was also probably, let's be honest, she might have been a little distracted after her partner, you know, was being tended to by medical staff. So maybe, maybe she got a little confused on that one. She wasn't concentrating.
Are we surprised that Paula and Dunbar came out on top on
very this much
sort
so.
Of challenge?
Very much so. I kind of thought, honestly, I felt like if you had told me that this was the challenge, I would have thought Johnny and Camilla would have done really well.
Yeah.
And they did okay, but, you know, they didn't dominate. They only got 2 points for my records. I thought CT and Diem would have done well, and they did well. They got 3 points, but... and Rachel and Nisa, I wasn't surprised that they did well in this challenge. Mm-hmm. But yeah, Paula and Dunbar, I think Paula's smart. But Dunbar, I was surprised.
She dumps herself down a little bit, but
she does.
Yeah. I don't think she's an idiot.
I was a little more surprised about Dunbar. He seemed to actually know a lot more things than I thought he would. I kind of thought he was more of a dumb jock, but maybe I haven't given him proper due.
I think also somebody that I expected to do well was Abram and Cara Maria, because they're smart kids, especially Abram. You can tell that he's just kind of, you know, he feels above everybody else, and because he's just kind of more intellectual, I think.
I think so, yeah.
But I wanted to throw out something, and this is a tweet that I pulled up here. It has to do with what we're talking about right now. And I just wondered what you think of this. So during when the episode was playing, Cara Maria, and it actually really made me think twice about whether I like her very much. It just seemed like a really kind of unnecessary comment. But she tweeted during the competition, she said, "Before you think you are all high and mighty, sure looks easy from your living room. Sorry, sure looks easy from your... from your living from couch." Anyways, this is not spelled properly, but it ends with "you smug fucks." Like, so she's implying that, you know, people were kind of tweeting at her, you know, maybe making fun of her for not being able to answer the questions. And also she seemed to be freaking out a lot. She seemed really scared and she was shaky. And she was crying as well. And Abram was kind of making fun of her. What do you think about that? I mean, she just seems to be taking it a bit too seriously. Like, these are things that we're having fun with, right?
Yeah. It's tough to say. Like, people can get pretty nasty over Twitter.
True.
I was, you know, today I was a little bit bored at work and I was reading some tweets between Naomi and potentially Leroy's girlfriend. Who is on a show called Bad Girls Club, which I've been told to watch and I've never quite got into. And so I was reading, these are older tweets, I think maybe from a couple days ago, and things get pretty nasty on Twitter. So I don't know, maybe people were being pretty nasty towards, Cara Maria and maybe, you know, she, instead of turning the other cheek, she bit back, which we have seen her do. So like,
she's sensitive.
She is. So maybe she, you know, I'm not going to fault her for that.
They both, you know what, and that became a little bit of a plot point in this episode, is just recognizing why they're probably not a good couple, because they're both very sensitive.
Yes.
And they just seem kind of dramatic, and that they can easily, I don't know, they seem to be a weepy kind of, 1 minute you're having like a big fight and the next one you're kind of smooching all over the place.
The one thing I thought about, I saw in the relationship, because it was actually kind of funny. They got so much screen time, I figured that they were definitely going in the dome, not Ty and Emily, just because.
I thought so too. Yeah.
I just assumed. I wrote it down. I'm like, well, they're foreshadowing them going in the dome, but maybe because Ty and Emily aren't as interesting, they didn't want to bother to give them the screen time, because, you know, all it pretty much is between Ty and Emily is Emily making fun of Ty, which I enjoy watching. But the thing I kind of, this is just, you know, speculating. I don't know any of these people. So I think Abram and Cara Maria were a good couple when Cara Maria needed Abram all the time to kind of lean on, which was both in, you know, the challenge that they met on, which was, I can't even remember now. This is why I do bad on these challenge questions. And the most recent challenge, Rivals, where she was calling him up. But because, you know, Cara Buria, maybe she's trying to make friends with the other contestants, and Abram has, you know, showed zero desire to, I feel like maybe Abram's a little, he's the type that maybe he wants her to give all of her attention to him, and she's the type that she kind of likes to, you know, she likes to have friends rather than just her boyfriend.
Did I just hear a cat scream in the background?
Yes, that is my cat.
Your cat has an opinion on the
She does. She's a big Cara Buria fan, okay?
Something that I realized that I don't know if we want to go back to this, but we skipped an important part of the show, and that was the beginning when Dustin gashed his knee open.
It's true. That just kind of came out of nowhere. There was very little buildup.
Yeah, that was just totally...
They didn't even have the scene of how he did it.
Mm-mm. Yeah, it must have... I don't know. Who knows? Maybe it was at night or something, and they just...
Let's be honest. He was drunk. I know he's saying, it just slipped. You slipped because you were drunk.
I'm disappointed in this turn of events. Like, I understand why they sent him home, whatever. But above and beyond that, I was excited about them. You know, they're not a dramatic couple, but I was expecting that they were going to be one of the kind of, you know, people, one of the rookie teams who might actually move ahead. So this is a really disappointing turn in the show for me, because I was excited about watching them actually compete.
Yeah, no, it's true. I was curious to see how they would do in a dome against another couple, because they've done pretty well in all the challenges so far. And honestly, I feel like they probably would have done well in this challenge. I think, like, maybe I'm wrong, but
maybe
I feel like Heather. I feel like Heather's very smart.
Yeah.
And I think Heather would have, you know, and she seems like she would have known the pop culture. They might have got stumped on the old challenge questions, but
That's true.
I feel like she would have known who Lee Harvey Oswald was, which I was very upset. He has a
history. Whose question was that?
Whose question was that? That was that Paula's? I think that might have been the one that finally stumped Paula.
Hmm.
So she was the winner. I love how the winner gets 4 points. Like, I'm sorry, but like...
I think that was one of the things about that challenge that got to me, is that there were so many rounds. Like, it could have been done much quicker. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It was rematch and another rematch, and yeah, it went on for more than half an hour into the show. So, I don't know.
They could have taken a cue out of Survivor. And had, as I said, like, had them all, maybe all the teams at the same time have to answer at the same, you know, and then you get booted out right away. And you'd only have about 7 questions before somebody would be there, you know, probably not even 7, actually 5 questions, obviously. You'd have, you know, 5 questions and you'd have a winner instead mm-hmm. of have, you know, 7 rounds of, or 6 or 7 rounds of, you know, multiple questions. But, you know, I think they did enjoy the flinging them off part of the challenge, which, as you said, was painful. And I found interesting was how there seemed to be 2 schools of thought when they're getting flinged off the board, I guess you could call it.
Mm-hmm.
There was the, you know, kind of tuck and roll and just, you know, cover your head. And then there was the, I don't know, I'm totally not prepared for this, even though everybody's told me to tuck and roll.
I'll belly flop.
Yes.
Yeah, and it looked painful when some of those people hit the water.
But
somebody was like making...
Oh, that was Paula made those noises.
Owning
oh my God.
Sounds?
She sounds worse than my cat right now. Okay?
And DM was screeching too.
Was she? I don't remember DM. They seemed to fast forward through that episode, that part of the show.
I think a lot of them got winded.
I mean,
you would if you didn't tuck and roll.
I have to say though, on the second time when Leroy got flipped, he looked like a Greg Louganis out there. He did a double backflip. And just pulled it off and entered that water beautifully. I mean,
got to tweet that to him, though.
I have to say, actually, I don't get to watch the show live because I have crappy work hours. So I was using my DVR, and I was actually rewinding and rewatching the different falls.
In slow-mo?
Not in slow-mo, but I just had to watch them all again because some of them were hilarious. Some of them were actually pretty impressive, as Leroy. I think Leroy took the cake. Even the Russian judge would have given him a 10 on that one.
Absolutely. You know what? I need to watch it again, too. I just watched it quickly before we did this podcast. I'd like to rewatch it and go through all those jumps. How did you feel about, just going back quickly to the Dustin and Heather situation, did you feel about their reaction to being kicked off? Which was extremely different, of course, from Vinny and Sarah's reaction.
Well, I think, I have a feeling like they had, the thing is, it wasn't so much a shock to them. You know, Dustin wakes up, has to go to the doctor, and it's like the next day. So I feel like they had a good 24 hours to digest the fact that the problem of going home.
That's true.
So they're not going to freak out. But yeah, I mean, I think also
I'm glad he didn't freak out.
No, I'm glad they didn't freak out.
I'm glad Dustin just was kind of like, yeah, that's the way that it goes. I don't like when people pitch fits over that kind of thing. It's just the rules, you know.
Yeah.
Move on. You're lucky to be there to have like that kind of time. Obviously, they just get fed booze and get to party in another country.
It's like a 2-month vacation.
Yeah. Yeah.
That you're getting paid to do.
They get paid? I don't know if they do get paid for it.
I'm pretty sure they do. Leroy implied as much in his video cast that. Although it's hard to tell how long they're actually in a certain challenge for, but he implied that they get paid. The thing is, they would have to get paid something, even if it was just minimum wage, right?
I don't know. I think this is something that I've always wondered. I know all reality shows are a bit different, but I was under the impression that the real world and challenges, well, I guess I can say this for the challenges specifically, is you come on there for free because there's a prize. How these games work?
No, because I know for Survivor, you do get paid.
Okay.
Even if you're the first one out.
I guess so. I mean, it's a long period of time, so.
Yeah. So I think my guess is how it would work is, you get X amount of dollars to come on, and then you get the extra pay. The real question would be is would they give a Johnny or an Evan more than they would a Dustin and a Heather, for example?
A good question.
You know, so maybe they say to Dustin and Heather, we'll give you $2,000 to show up. But Evan and Johnny are not going to take $2,000. They might say, well, we want $15,000 to show up.
Yeah, because they're worth more to the show.
They're worth more to the show. And, you know, if Heather and Dustin say no, it's not – I mean, I think they have a good future ahead of them. But realistically, they're not going to damage the ratings at this point because they're not, you know – they're not the stars of the show. Mm-hmm. Whereas if Evan, Johnny, Kenny, and Wes all decided not to say no, to not show up to one of the challenges, there would be a big deficit of personality.
Yeah, for sure. I wonder, this is something we should research, and then we'll come back next week and maybe we can talk about it more. Because that's something that we could probably find out.
So I was just going to say, Paul and Dunbar end up winning the power couple.
It's just weird.
It's just weird because everyone's kind of freaking out because nobody knows. Everyone's doubting Paula's gameplay. She seemed to quickly focus on Ty and Emily and Cameron and Abram, which I guess makes some sense. You know, I'm not going to disagree with the concept, but I was just curious as to why, you know, Jasmine and Tyree didn't come up as an option at all. I guess teams might want to keep them around because they're so bad.
They were a real non-couple in this episode.
They kind of
forgot they existed.
Yeah. I mean, I guess, you know, picking Ty Emily makes sense. You know, try to get Emily out of the game because everyone's afraid of her. What do you think of the choice to put Ty and Emily in the dome?
That was weird. You know what? I think the weirdest part for me, and actually it's pretty interesting, was, and I tweeted about it briefly, was just watching Paula squirm and not know what to do. And it's just so telling of her personality, because every single challenge she relies on the guys to decide what she's going to do.
Yeah.
But she was in a position of power and you could just see how uncomfortable she was. And she was literally going up to people and saying, decide for us.
Yeah.
Because she didn't know what to do.
I think she was like looking, it felt like she was looking for a volunteer almost.
I'm just not, if you understand it, make it clear to me. I don't understand why Emily and Ty would be so upset at Paula for putting them in. It's a good matchup. I mean, it's not like it's a total, of course Emily is stronger than Naomi, but like Leroy versus Ty?
It's close. It's not nearly the discrepancy between Emily and Naomi. So I feel like in 95% of the challenges they were going against, Ty and Emily would have won. Mm-hmm. The only way I could see Leroy and Naomi winning is if they replicated last week's challenge and Leroy was able to just dominate Ty in back-to-back X, you know, the X marks the spot, whatever that was called last week. If he was able to just take on Ty and, you know, basically take Emily out of the game by, oh, you can beat Naomi, but I'll beat Ty twice and then, you know, it's over. So I have to, you know, I can understand them being upset. Nobody wants to get thrown in the dome. And I'm speculating here, but Ty and Emily, you know, told Paula, said, you know, if you're going to send us in, give us warning. Mm-hmm. And
true.
The way they reacted, I bet Paula didn't give them warning. And maybe that's why Ty and Emily were pissed, because Emily was like, all you had to give is probably, in her mind, all she's thinking is, if you had just come to me straight up and said, you're throwing me in, they would have, you know, at least said something to her face and respected her. But maybe Paula kind of was too scared to do that. But yeah, this is just speculation. I think, you know, now, but the good thing about Ty and Emily winning for them is nobody's going to want to throw them in again against, like, if, let's say, for example, Mark and Robin lose, Johnny and Camilla win, they're not going to want to throw Ty and Emily against their buddies.
Yeah.
So, you know, they could kind of maybe by winning this week be able to avoid the dome in future weeks because teams won't want to face them or won't want to put them against their friends.
Mm-hmm. Something that was being talked about, this is more superficial, but is Emily not the most ripped girl you've ever seen in your life? Like, other than Rachel, there was a shot where Rachel was watching the final challenge and she had her arms up on whatever the dome outside area was, and oh my god, her arms are ridiculous. But Emily is a beast.
She is very strong, and I would love to see an Emily versus Laurel physical battle.
Wait a minute, is that for your own
person? No, I'm not talking about like a cat fight, because the cat fight between those two, they're not cats,
that would be a really good matchup, you know, because Laurel is so competitive.
She is. I think those two, like, against each other would be epic. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we go to the dome, and what was the name of this thing? I wrote it down somewhere, but
it looked like an extremely hard challenge. I don't know what the title of it was.
Oh, it was Banded Together. Sorry, Banded Together, where each teammate, they're attached to some sort of huge elastic, I guess, like a rubber band, like kind of like a bungee, I suppose. And they have to each get to this pole, hold on to it for 5 seconds. And each of the teams took a different strategy. Leroy and Naomi took the strategy where Naomi's not going to be able to get to the pole very fast if Leroy's pulling, because I guess the way it was structured is, if partner A goes all the way to the pole, partner B, it's tougher for partner B to get to the pole because there's more tension on the rubber band. Right. So Leroy sat back and let Naomi try to get to the pole with very little tension because he was not pulling on the rubber band. Mm-hmm. And it was going to try to sprint up at the last second and then, you know, try to hold on. Whereas
good
Ty and Emily,
strategy.
Good strategy. And Ty and Emily kind of worked together, but didn't really have so much a strategy as they just kind of both went full bore for the pull.
Before we even talk about the outcome or the actual fight, can I just say how my heart soared at just Leroy's overall demeanor before they went into the challenge. He's such a good partner. He would be such a good partner for anybody because he's just a calming presence. He was so supportive of Naomi. He doesn't seem worried. He didn't seem like the type who would get mad at her if she messed up.
No, I agree.
I think that's the best kind of partner you can have. And I just, like, it solidified once again. I mean, we say this every episode, but how Leroy is the man. Like, he's the best.
It's true. Like, this is, you know, this goes back to his Vegas time. Like, you know, I always said, you know, everybody needs a Leroy in their life as kind of like their friend, because he's the type of guy who can take you aside and tell you what you're doing wrong, but do it in such a way that you don't feel bad.
No.
Like, we saw him do this with Mike time and time again, both on Rivals and in Vegas, where he would take Mike aside and say, "Hey, Mike, maybe you should try this, or maybe you should do this." But he doesn't say it in a mean way. He says it from his heart. And
he's helpful.
He's being helpful. And, you know, and he was that way with Naomi. He was supportive. And, you know, as you said, he didn't freak out. He wasn't stressed. He's calm. And I think also, because Leroy is the type of guy who is smart enough to realize that, you know, unlike Sarah freaking out last week, and I know a lot of people were on Team Sarah and they felt like it was a travesty that she got kicked out. But at the end of the day, you know, Leroy has a sense that this is just a fun game and it's not the end of the world if you go home.
Yes. And you know? And another really good thing, and you mentioned this last week and it really was apparent again, was that it's so rare to see a contestant happy to go into the dome or happy to go into the final challenge. And it's not that he was happy, is not the right word, but he accepted it and didn't bitch about it.
Yeah.
And he just, because he is ready to for a challenge, like he's ready to fight, you know, he's not afraid. And once again, we saw another team, aka Ty and Emily, were huffing and puffing about the fact that they were going in and that Paula sent them in and blah, 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 which just shows that they have a weakness, you know?
Yeah.
But right off the get-go, and if anyone was following my live tweeting, I had a real inkling that this is the way that it was going to end for Leroy and Naomi, and I was sad. The moment that I heard that they were getting put in together, something in me said, this is the end.
Yeah, I know.
And we also say, I'm sorry to interrupt you, but I need this moment that I was right again about my prediction.
You were.
I'm just on a roll. I should be putting money on these bets. But anyways, so the contest went on. What did you think of the actual fight?
No, I mean, you mean the dome challenge?
The dome challenge,
okay.
Yeah.
Well, it was, you know, Leroy and Naomi had the right strategy, but the fact of the matter is strategy was not enough to overcome Ty and Emily's strength. Ty and Emily eventually figured out that they had to get Emily to the bar first and then have Ty come second. But they had so much time to figure that out because Naomi moved. Like, to say Naomi moved at a snail's pace would be an insult to snails.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, like, I tweeted afterwards, and I came on, and I thought to myself, if only Mike had been his partner, they would have won the trivia challenge, and they would have avoided this.
Yes, completely. They probably wouldn't have won the dome, but they would have won the challenge.
True. And that's the problem. It's like, Leroy and Naomi, we acknowledge that they had a weakness as a team, and they had two challenges that neither were good at. Like, they've basically, this week was two challenges that were badly suited for this team. We knew Naomi was probably not going to do very well at trivia. I feel like, I mean, maybe I'm being biased, but I feel like Leroy's questions were a little bit harder than some of the other ones. And the dome was, they were only ever going to win in the dome in a situation like last week where it was guy against guy, girl against girl, and Leroy could, you know, win the guy and Naomi could maybe not lose as badly on the girl side. But yeah, this was a pure team challenge, and Leroy was not. There's no way Leroy could have done something to, unless he put her on his back and he piggybacked her over to the pole.
Yeah, really.
That's the only thing I could have thought. I'm like, maybe if he like straps her to his back and puts her as a backpack and he just pulls her on and takes the tension of both of them. But eventually, she probably would have let go and flung back and broken her neck or something
like
that.
Hurt herself, yeah. Well, I the only thing. Go ahead.
I was gonna say it's very sad to see Leroy go, but he'll be back.
Yeah, of course.
I don't know if Naomi's gonna be back.
I don't know if I think Leroy said in his video blog that he wasn't gonna do this again because he's pursuing a career in fitness.
He is.
So we wish him very much success in that endeavor. I think he would be an amazing personal trainer. I want him to be my personal trainer.
If I ever had the money, I would get him to... I feel like...
I'd fly him here. He'd live in my house. He would be my mentor in all things, not just fitness. He'd be, what is it called, a life coach.
He'd be a great life coach.
He would be a great life coach. But I was disappointed one thing in the final challenge is that the fact that Emily and Ty won, and you saw how they just worked so poorly together. Like, as Emily was just on him at, you know, making fun of him, and he was just annoyed, and it was just not a good way of showing to the world that, you know, you need teamwork, because these people obviously didn't have a team dynamic, but yet they won anyways. So it is disappointing. I think that Emily and Ty, even though they hate each other, are going to be a team to beat in this challenge. I think they're going to go on.
I think Ty and Emily are... I'd be shocked if they don't make the final three at this point. I think they're good enough not to lose to get in the challenge, and they're scary enough that other teams won't want to face them in the challenge, so they'll try to... Like, let's be honest, let's say Paul and Dunbar lose next week. You know Paul is going to be running around the house telling the power couple, please don't put me against Ty and Emily, please don't put me against Ty and Emily.
Yeah.
And just beg to have somebody against them. And that's going to happen, you know, the next couple of weeks where... people are going to want to face the Ty and Jasmines, the Sir Tyri and Jasmine versus, this is my prediction. I predicted it this week that Tyri and Jasmine were going out, but I am predicting it will happen next week.
Yeah.
Because whoever goes in, they're going to want to pick that team to go against them.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like there's a solid alliance, even though maybe an alliance is too strong, but there's a solid group of people, Paula, Dunbar, Johnny, Camilla, Mark, Robin, that if any of those go in or any of those win the power couple, they will protect each other and throw in Tyri and Jasmine against their friends, mm-hmm. hopefully, you know, and unless it's a challenge that involves breaking things, Jasmine would not be good at it.
Yeah. I'm going to agree with you on that prediction. I think next week is going to be Jasmine and Tyri. Because Mark had a comment about this at the end of the show where he said it seems that a lot of the strong people are left right now. Because with Dustin and Heather gone, they're losing a lot of their weaker rookie teams.
Yeah.
So now it's going to be a tougher challenge between them. But you know that the only options left of weak teams that are even there are Tyri and Jasmine and sort of Ty and Emily, because they're still kind of rookies. Although they're strong, they're still considered a rookie team. Is there anyone else I'm forgetting?
I would say, well, I mean, if somebody wants to be mean, they could pick on Rachel and Anissa. Maybe try to get them out while they're they're down per se.
Are there any other rookie teams that I'm forgetting?
No, there's no other rookie teams. Hmm. I could see Abe and Cara Marie getting targeted just because they don't have any friends.
Right.
And people still underestimate Cara Maria. So, you know, and Abe seems so unfocused that maybe they might try to get rid of him before he gets his game face on.
There's not a lot of kind of getting in each other's heads yet. Have you noticed? Like, they don't seem to be, maybe without Wes there,
without
and maybe
Wes
just because there's still so many people there.
Yeah.
There's not a lot of psychological games yet.
Well, I think that's based on who's there. We don't have Wes there. And even though Johnny has done that in the past, Johnny's smart enough to know that the people there maybe won't accept it, because he doesn't have the Evan and the Kennys to back him up. Those guys appreciate, you know, the head messing up with, but a guy like Mark doesn't seem like he'd be down with, you know, messing with people's heads. So
And it kind of seems like a little bit of a downfall of this particular season. Everyone is a bit nice.
Yeah.
You know? Like, I mean, it's good. It's kind of refreshing to see, but last, you know, what brings about the actual fighting between males, or, you know, those really bad brawls, is people planting seeds into each other's heads, and Johnny is a big one for that. CT does it too.
Yeah.
But I just don't see them doing it to each other this time. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe this pairing up thing isn't a good idea. Maybe the teams, where you have teams against each other, it kind of creates more divisions where you have three or four teams. You know.
Yeah, because I think there's much more. We can't go on too much longer, but when it's two big teams, there's much more room for everyone to be pissed at somebody for messing up.
Yeah.
You know, and just kind of and dividing lines between who's going to support that person when after they've messed up a challenge. And I don't know that there's, I think there's more of a recipe for drama if you have two big teams rather than little ones, but I'm not upset about it. It just creates a different vibe this season. I don't know if it's going to change, but,
we'll see.
But anyways, Leroy,
I'll miss you.
We're sad. We're sad about this, but he put up, he did everything he could. And Naomi, I don't know, everybody's kind of going hard on her on Twitter, and she doesn't seem that bad. She could have competed. She's certainly not the worst ever.
No, she's not.
They were definitely playing up her annoying moments in terms of the relationship drama, but, you know, they were our team. Now that they're gone, Matt, who's our team?
See, up until this episode, I would have said Abram and Care Maria, but I don't like, they're both kind of, the way they're fighting.
Yeah, they're irritating.
They're irritating me a little bit, so, and honestly.
CT and DM are just not really.
I gotta go with Johnny and Camilla.
Yeah.
Because, like, Johnny always makes me laugh. Camilla's starting to, I'm warming up to Camilla. She always seems to do something funny or just kind of laugh at the right time. And, you know, she seems like she's having a good time, and she hasn't annoyed me yet. So I think that's my team to root for right now.
I'm going to go with Rachel and Anissa. I'm really waiting for these editors to give them some time on the show because they're just not on the show. Rachel to me, and I actually, you know what, I'm going to say that for sure. They're my team in support of Leroy because.
Oh, he does love them.
He loves Rachel, and he said he loves both of them.
Yes.
But in one of the questions on his video blog, somebody asked him who is his favorite girl was. And he said, Rachel was the coolest. And even though she's a lesbian, he was totally attracted to her, blah, 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 blah.
And I think
he
said
also
something.
Said she's like a really cool girl.
Yes. Yeah.
She seems nice.
I believe
she also seems like she could be a really, really good competitor.
I believe he also said something about how she has a girlfriend, but if she is ever single, he will try to go after
it.
I have one little mini project for you for the next week. I don't know if you noticed, I put a tweet out there, and it was 5 people that I want to see on the next challenge.
I saw that. You did a very good job of that. I need to think about it a little
more. So I want
more.
You to come up with 5 more people who are either, maybe they could be rookies or maybe like, not all mine were rookies. Like CJ was on for one episode one season.
I didn't even remember who that was when you wrote that.
Well, I liked him because he was a funny guy and he's athletic. So I think he has, you know, he's a guy who I feel like could be good at these challenges. Both personality-wise and physically-wise. But, yeah, like I just want, and, you know, if any of our listeners, have ideas of who they want on future challenges, email us and we'll discuss them next week.
So these don't have to be couples, right?
Just
general
anybody.
People. Okay, I've definitely got some on the top of my head, but I will save it until next week. So thank you again, everybody, for tuning in to We Are Challenged, and we will see you next week. Thank you again.
And please email us at wearechallenge@gmail.com for any questions, comments, or, you know, possible challenge contestants you want to see.
All right. See you next week.
See you next week.